Back to another Reason to Drink. I'm your host, Bobby.
It's Bill Princess.
Oh my God, Bill! Who is this?
Yeah.
Stranger danger! Stranger danger!
I had to pay them to come back, though. Yeah. I don't think that's fair.
He bit us in beer. That works every time. Yep.
That princess is back.
And about time.
Rick's in the house.
Rick's always in the house.
It's my fucking house. I just cook, clean, wash things for these bitches.
He cooked us dinner.
Yeah. That's all I do for these bitches.
We called him chef the whole night. He made us crack cheeseburgers. They were delicious.
They were
pretty good.
You have to look it up.
Yeah,
look
they were
it up.
Pretty good.
Yeah, what we are going to do tonight, we're going to do Fiddle Girl. It's by the Free Folk Brewery Company out of Fayetteville, West Virginia. Now, this is 7.8%. It doesn't have a description on it, what it is.
It says it's a milkshake IPA.
Right. I got the milkshake IPA, smooth, silky, sweet, and dry hoppy and delicious.
Dry hoppy.
I thought it was delicious. Really good.
Oh, you drank the other one?
No, I got it. It's a brewery. Oh, I went to this brewery. Matter of fact,
should we have it in a glass?
I got the sticker.
Oh,
you know what? I got a sticker for you too. I forgot.
Nope, I got that sticker and I got that sticker.
And that Miller Looking Light one looks new too. That center right next to the that one.
Bobby got me that from down Carolina.
Somewhere.
That's pretty cool. I got you one too, by the way. I forgot.
And then the next one we're going to do is a brewing project. It's called Chomp Chomp. It's a mixed berry cheesecake, and this bad boy is 6.9%, but it's an imperial style ale. Ooh, it's a sour ale. Brewed with blackberry, raspberry, strawberry, blueberry, cream cheese, powder, graham cracker, and vanilla.
Now, they had a raspberry sour at this Free Folk brewery that we were at. It was hilarious. Fucking, you guys would have loved it. Both of you.
But you said this was better?
It wasn't better. It just they didn't have that canned. They didn't can any of it, or they just sold their last can. And then she was like, "Well, try this." And so I tried it. And I'm like, "All right, that's pretty good for an IPA.
It smells earthy."
Yeah, it's very. I thought it was good.
It tastes like maybe it has strawberries or something.
Let me put Chomp Chomp in the freezer for you.
All right. Yeah. So cool. Doesn't it taste like it has?
You guys need a glass?
Yeah, give me a glass.
You want a glass? No, I'm good. But it's not a strong IPA.
Mm-mm.
It is kind of fruity.
It is fruity.
It is kind of fruity. I don't know if it's the milkshake
part of it. Like a strawberry vanilla type thing?
Yeah, they don't say strawberry or anything.
No,
they just call it a
silky,
milkshake.
Sweet,
yeah.
And hoppy.
So it was just a sweet, but I didn't get that. And when I tried it, I was like, all right, you know what? They had it in 4-pack.
It almost tastes like Neapolitan.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Oh, I can't wait to taste that.
Yeah, right? The Neapolitan. You get a Neapolitan type flavor.
Because I know.
I get that a little bit. Yeah, for sure.
It's not bad alcohol content either.
It's almost a hazy.
Yeah. You notice this one and this one look the same almost?
They do.
Yeah.
They absolutely do.
I was trying to catch up on my show, so I've been drinking all the past
beers,
and I'm going to be in trouble tomorrow.
Yeah, probably.
You are, bro.
Yeah.
Or tonight.
He's going to be starting to look real good.
You could be DR tonight.
DR. Yeah. I probably will be DR.
He will be the doctor.
DB.
He's going to be running up. That is a really good beer.
That's what I thought. I thought you guys would enjoy it.
I really
didn't want to get you guys to sour, but I couldn't. So
it's not
I was
sour,
like, all right, no. This is an IPA. It's a milkshake IPA.
Now, the Chomp Chomp's the sour.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Sour ale, but it has every flavor. Strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, blackberry.
Well, we haven't tried it yet. We don't know.
I know, but it says it on the side.
It says on the side.
But, you know, when it hits our lips.
You also say you have 6 inches. And we all know that's not true.
I know. It's 10. I just only put 6
He's
in
He's got a tuna can up his ass, though.
Yeah. I put 6. Yes, it's going to be a fun time because we've been separated and a lot's happening.
You know,
last week.
I took vacation and went to Jamaica. And the people at work said, damn, how'd you go to Jamaica and come back whiter than you left?
You do look whiter. You do look whiter, actually.
I did. Yeah. I put a lot of sunscreen. All and right. I slept a lot under umbrellas.
But he's the same color, right?
Yeah. No, yeah,
I'm eye darker no up
tan.
Here up
yeah,
north.
Yeah, there's yeah. no tan.
No.
I'm like, dude, I actually had.
You got more tan than me.
Golfer's tan yeah. there, Rick.
I got a, yeah, yeah. From driving down to West Virginia one day.
One day.
You were gone for 8 days just in sun.
And in Jamaica. I was so protected, it was reflecting off of me.
Burning your wife.
Yeah. She didn't mind it. She came back cocoa brown.
Cat was just laying on top of you the whole time.
Protect me.
She's a blanket.
She wouldn't even cover me. You know she would never go near him with all that scenes.
All that, yeah, yeah.
That sunscreen on
well,
you.
Well, she couldn't. Nah. She kept slipping off.
Falling down.
A slick. You get a little water on me.
Yeah. It just sheet off.
Yeah.
Like Rain-X.
Yeah.
Just beating up.
Then he reapplies.
Yeah. I'm like, shit, you took some off. Don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
Stop. No touch that zone.
Good beer.
It is good beer. I thought it was. I figured you guys would like it. And it was a cool place. It so really was. It was a really cool. 7.9.
Oh.
It's low.
You know. Yeah, but you stack up the 9.1 I did.
Yeah. 7.8.
It's 7.8.
That's close. Yeah.
But it's fruity.
We'll be all naked here. Sure.
You be naked.
Well, Bob will be the first one.
Yeah.
Why are you guys picking on Bob? So we got to get in story time.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Like, they've been waiting for story time.
Let's go ahead and get in story time.
Is no, not story time.
Likes,
likes, dislikes, and learns.
Oh, we got some
good ones. All right. You got to go, but don't talk about my learn.
Yeah, but I wanted to talk about your life.
All right, so I have to go first. So everybody's excited, you know. They just want to fuck with me. So my like, dislike, learn is a learn that you like. Do. And it's a dislike. Well, actually, I liked it. But not like you guys think I liked it.
No, he liked it.
So I went this week and I had a... The normal checkup of the colon. So
colonoscopy.
Yeah. Yep. And I had an endo. But actually, when I went in there, they had a bracelet on me and said that they were going to go down my throat first.
No, they asked first and then the throat.
No, Billy.
They were going to say
same too.
They had a thing on me and I was like.
Same doctor.
Yeah.
And the doctor goes, well, why did you drink the juice if we're doing a upper scope? And I was like, well, I'm getting the end scope. And they were like,
he's like, I came in. Oh, here well, we'll give you
a colon, not a throat. But they said,
like, I'm good at deep throating already. Yeah. I'm good.
Check my ass. Check my ass.
The doctor was like,
there was no end. Bobby just switched it at the last minute.
No, I'm going to finish my story. So I said, no, I'm here for a colon. And they were like, oh, okay, but we can do both. And I was like, he goes, do you have problems? Same tube. You have something up top? And I was like, no, I'm good up top. So they were like, okay, we'll just do the endo. I said, save your time. Just get me in and out. So they took me in there. I drank all that poop juice and all that stuff. And I went in there. And they said, you're going to feel a little sting in your hand. Boom, boom, boom. I was like, I don't feel anything. I woke up and I was like, are you guys going to get started? I was mean too. I was like, are you guys going to start pretty soon? They were like, you're done, sir.
You're kind of a cranky guy.
Yeah.
You kind of are.
And I was cranky on that.
As happy as he is, he is a cranky guy.
He's like, I didn't feel it up my ass.
I didn't feel it. And I want to do this again.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to the drugs off. So I actually sent a picture.
Yeah, Bobby said, take the drugs off.
I sent a picture to Billy and Rick. Of me in my nightgown before I went in with my IVs and everything.
With the biggest smile.
I said, losing my virginity.
And we all know it's a lie.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know. That's why he was smiling so much. Yeah. He's like, yeah.
He's trying to protect. I mean, like, he's trying to fool a doctor.
I usually pay for this, but.
I still pay for it.
And the doctor's like, thank you can't fool me.
Thank you, military.
But I went in there and everything was good. I had some polyps and stuff. And I had, he said I was, for my first
calluses.
for my first time, he said there was a lot of polyps, and then towards the exit, they said there was a lot of polyps there.
They were calluses.
They were calluses. It's from the tip coming in. Yeah, fucking rubbing.
But I'm all cleaned out. No cancer. I'm clean.
Yeah.
And I don't have calluses in my asshole.
Yeah.
Even though you guys made jokes like, oh, he's just going to put it. GoPro on his penis and sticking in
Why are you taking away mine, dude? I got the video. I talked to the doctor, dude. He was like, yeah, we put him under to play with him, but don't worry.
Don't worry. This guy's not a virgin. Yeah.
And my learn was that Bob likes it in the ass.
he made another visit.
I'm clean. I like the idea that I'm clean, but, you know. No. But the best thing about it is, and we were fucking around earlier, and we were talking about, I should have brought candles in, play music, put flowers.
That would be fucking funny, dude.
Oh, the doctor would have fucking tripped.
And the thing about it, too, is we were golfing, and I bought these white hydro flask.
Yes.
And then Rick, flask.
For us.
Yeah, for us, yeah. And, Rick was holding his. I'm like, what the hell you got all over your hand? He said, I just went up and tapped Bobby on the ass.
Just tapped Bobby on the ass. Man, I got
all this shit.
Like, we kept dropping everything just to make Bobby bend over. To see I hated fucking it. Shit himself.
Because I had to squeeze my cheeks. I didn't know it was coming out.
Here's your ball, Bob. And we'd accidentally drop it at his feet.
But did you see I was hitting it over to Brian and pick it up? Yeah, I was like, I can't pick up shit.
All right.
Man, I was like, that's why we didn't win at golf.
Yeah. Speaking of which.
Who beat all right, what's your like, dislike, learn?
All right, so I'm going to just get off of you for right now. Maybe later on tonight I'll get
and
back
get on my
you.
Pooping.
but
ain't fitting up my ass.
Dude, it was smaller.
That's smaller
than what Billy
you had. Billy brings out a black dildo and he's shaking it at me.
That's
and
smaller
like,
than what you had.
Yeah.
The doctor sent me
he said
video.
It was the size of this cord.
No.
Hell no.
No.
His little camera go
it's
up
the
in there.
The size of a GoPro up that ass. It's like the can.
It's the size of our coaster.
A coaster? A beer coaster? Really? Went up my ass.
You didn't feel it?
That's what we're trying to say. You got a problem, Bob. We're trying to tell you.
Yeah.
At least I don't suck dick no more.
Yeah. Yeah. Pringle cans aren't fun, dude.
What?
They're meant for storing the chips.
Yeah, once you pop, you can't stop. I know. So,
it's been popped a long time ago.
All right, so my like this week is me and Billy whipped Bobby and Brian's ass in golf.
Yes.
By one stroke.
They were number two last year. I know it was only one stroke, but us doing it, like, I was the happiest.
I had a Pringles can up my ass that day.
I know.
And you beat us by one stroke.
Every Monday, every Tuesday morning.
You guys have a can up my ass.
They're not playing us.
Yeah, they're not playing us. So
you're going to, at the end of the season, you'll be playing number one against number two.
Oh, bullshit. You guys will drop to, number 30.
We had a very good game.
They did shoot good golf. I'm not going to lie.
Like, I think it was probably one of our better games.
Yeah.
Not our lowest score.
No, but because the holes we won.
On the par threes, they were on greens. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we had some good shots. I was happy. I was happy last night. Like, I was fucking, or Tuesday night. Like, I was like, oh, yeah.
I'm going PGA.
I'm going on PGA Tour, bitches. Here I come.
You're like, baby, I got it up now.
I'm quitting my job tomorrow.
Till you woke up.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, back to reality. Like, I ain't getting no prostitute.
Damn it.
Fucking Tiger Woods ruined everything for me.
That's funny.
What's your like, dislike, learn this week, Billy?
So mine was a like. I mean, a learn.
Like a learn?
Like learn. There we go. So, we're traveling down to the Carolinas because we're going to have a military reunion, right? So we're traveling down there. Bobby calls us at 7:30 or
something. On my way to work.
Yeah. And he already could tell me and Kat are like,
they were already going out.
We're only a couple hours in, right?
Shut the fuck up. I'm like, okay.
It's 11-hour drive, right?
And they were only an hour and a half in.
Yeah. Was that Friday morning?
Thursday
morning.
Yeah. Oh. So, okay. So we're cruising, and the body's like, oh, I suggest listen to audiobook. And I was like,
I said, you guys need to listen to audiobook. I was like,
a good idea. So I throw one on there, right? And you know, it's playing. I'm like, I don't know about this one. Kat's like, give it a chance, right? 4 or 5 hours later, we're like staring, listening, you know, trying to, you know, and it got us through a ride. It's cool, cool. So
anyways, no arguing.
There's a bee coming after you.
Oh, there is a big bee in here.
But anyway, so we start. That's a nasty one, too.
Yeah, you better get it. That's a wasp.
Oh, he got it.
He got it.
So we just killed something.
He killed something on the show.
Yeah.
Killer.
Yeah. So we're traveling back, right? And we're cruising back. We're listening to the book. Everything's going good. You know what I mean? And then we decided to stop at a Cracker Barrel and get something to eat. So we get something to eat. We come out, right? Damn phone wouldn't link to the car, right? And it wouldn't play the audiobook. Oh, shit. It got real then. I'm getting angry because she's like, let me try it. You know, I'm like, what you doing, dude? You know?
And get the book up.
She's like, you asshole. I'm like, you fucking cunt. You know? And she goes, why you call me that? You're calling me an asshole. All right. You know? All right. So we're getting ready. I mean,
and then the book plays.
No, the tension. So I pull over. I'm like, I'm getting fucking gas. I'll figure out the book, you know? So then I reset everything. And they came out. We were like, oh, this is a good book. Everything's nice. Yeah. And she's like, what do you think of this so far? I love you. You know, I'm like over there, baby, I love you too.
Baby, I love you too.
We just forgot about the last 5 minutes of us killing each other.
Trying to kill each other.
I'm telling you, man, I was like.
A book does it. Perfect.
Because it takes your mind off of it.
Yeah, and you don't even talk.
You don't have to entertain each other or anything. Yeah.
Rick's thinking, he's like, maybe I'll get a book.
Where'd you get that room? No, because it was funny, like, because we left Friday morning.
Everybody was on a trip while I was here by myself.
Yeah, we left Friday morning, and, like, she actually asked me, like, she was just sitting there on her phone, like, she's on this paint game, whatever, just painting pictures, and I was driving, and she was like, well, do you want to listen to something? Like, because I lost a radio channel or whatever. Yeah. I don't have XM. I don't pay for it or whatever. And I was like, no, I'm good. Like, I like the peace and quiet.
Oh, the book's a game changer.
And she sat there and played on her fucking phone. And I just sat there and watched the road and looked around. And it was nice, dude. No,
I know what you mean.
It was nice and peaceful. Dude, there's a lot of times I drive to work with nothing.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
You know what I mean? Because it's my meditation time.
Yeah, kinda. I just think.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Not my meditation. Just, I'm not thinking about anything.
About a half an hour versus 8 hours, 10 hours.
11 and a half.
Yeah, I did five. And it was nice. It was nice and quiet.
No, it helped to kill that 11 and a half.
Yeah.
Because at first we were making small talk. We were like, la, 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 la. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're living together.
But then she starts going down the chore list I have to do. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, no.
You know, when we get back, you can do that. I'm like, stop it already.
Yeah. That's when you switch. But
that's when you go, you know, when we get back, you should really take deep throat lessons.
Let's get your throat trained.
Yeah, let's get your throat trained.
What if it's already done?
Oh, well, then.
then you're fucked.
Yeah.
Or there's
Or she is.
There's no extra.
But audiobook, it helps me every time because we get in the car and we're just going down south or something like that. And we just play it. And actually, we'll just pull over and listen to a couple of minutes and then we'll stop it. And then, you know, it just eats the time. But the trip goes fast.
It takes
fast.
Your mind off.
It takes your mind. Yeah. And it
you're not looking at hours. You're looking at like
that. And you're not sitting there trying to figure out what to say next.
Yeah.
So that's not going to piss them off.
Yeah. Right. You know what? Something you can say that can piss a piss anyone off.
What?
And they say it's 1 out of 4.
What?
Do you hear yourself? Go and say that to your girl.
Yeah, that's probably.
Do you hear yourself?
I might keep that in the back pocket.
Do you hear yourself talking?
They say that's the number one
thing. Like,
yeah.
Do you hear yourself? Did you just fucking hear what you said?
But you know, they'll instantly go quiet. And then yeah. they'll start thinking about what they're saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just an instant attack. Bye-bye. Right. I dare you. Do you hear yourself?
Oh, I'm going to do it tonight.
Oh.
Do you hear yourself talking? She'll be like,
do you hear yourself?
You just got to say it now.
Yeah. All right, he'll be back up here, Rick.
All right, I'll see you in a couple of hours.
All right. Get my room ready.
Yeah. Permanently. Oh, I forgot. Go look at that new chair.
You didn't look at that chair?
I forgot about it.
Oh, my God. They had a nice leather chair around the corner.
Just throwing it out or selling it?
Yeah, it was on the side. And it has the free Billy, not a scuff on it. Wow. It's full leather and everything.
We should take a break here and go look.
He wanted me to put it upstairs, but I don't think I have room up there.
It's not that big. It's like this big. Oh, it's
a skinnier one.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to make it, but we need to go look.
Yeah.
He's parked up last.
Billy.
Yeah.
We'll throw it on top of your car.
Yeah. We'll Shouldn't carry not. It down the street. It's not that big.
No, we'll throw it on top.
Throw it over your head.
Throw it on top of your car. Strap it in. Bobby can ride on top.
Strap her in.
Oh, strap her.
Strap her in.
All right. Let's talk about this beer.
Oh. Yep.
All right. Yeah, so we got a Fiddle Girl. Fiddle Girl. I am almost done. It's a milkshake smoothie style IPA. Sweepy.
You know, I don't get the milkshake part.
I don't either.
We've had milkshake beers before and.
Normally milkshake beers are brown
IPA or not IPA. They're more stouts.
They're more stouts and stuff like that. Yeah, and that's why I tried it when I was there because she said that she had it in a can. I was like, all right, well, let me try it. And I'm like, okay, I don't get the milkshake, but for an IPA, look how hazy that is.
And it is a delicious.
It's almost like a double.
It kind of almost does taste like a milky.
It's hazy.
You think they use the milkshake part to calm it down?
Maybe.
Or, but it is
because it has no bitter.
There's no, for an IPA, dude, it's a really good IPA.
And it's got a sweet flavor to it.
And it does. It doesn't say hazy or anything.
No.
So,
but you would classify that as a hazy, wouldn't you almost?
You would unless you classify it as a milkshake or a milkshake hazy. A milkshake IPA.
I don't think we've ever done it either.
No. Mm. I mean, I know on my burps, I can taste the IPA.
Yeah, and I tell you, the can is cool as fuck.
Rick said they had this.
They artwork. Actually have this. This
I
girl.
Can't wait to post this on
our
Instagram.
You know what? What's
another reason to drink?
I thought I took a picture of it.
Yeah,
because this artwork is just unbelievable.
It is cool. You know what's interesting is that I know listeners can't see, but in the podcast room here, we have like a United States with a bunch of caps. Rick's almost got that filled.
Yeah, he's getting there.
Yeah. Well, there's definitely less than there is.
We could have filled that by 10 times over.
Yeah. Oh, Rick showed us a picture
spit
of
image
the,
of the. You'll have to artwork. Put that in the newsletter, Billy. Oh, if you go to
Patty's got a better picture.
Oh, send it to me. Send it to me. Yeah,
well, but if you go to
have her send me hers because she got a closer picture of it. I just blew that up.
Yeah,
that looks. But that's it came like that's where they got the picture from.
That's gorgeous,
and dude. It was a metal thing that somebody welded together and everything. It was really cool.
So if you go to www.anotherreasonjock.com. And
another
sign
reason
up for
to drink.
Another reason to drink.com.
He skipped over the whole thing.
Oh, I'm all fucked up already.
www.com. Lickinmyass.com.
Lickinmyass.
There's probably a website to that one.
I'm sure there is. It's all pictures of Bob.
Go
just
there.
Smiling.
I have a good. Actually, Billy, you could put that picture of me.
And the newsletter.
But so the newsletter, if you subscribe, we'll get you a newsletter.
Yeah, if you go to www.anotherreasonodrink.com, you can subscribe and then you'll get part of that. Newsletter.
But the newsletters are fun because they actually have the pictures and stuff and the stories and a little bit deeper on the stories.
Right.
So you can see what we're actually deeper.
Not just deeper.
Why does everything have to do with my ass?
Because that is your ass story today.
It's Skidmark Bob.
Skidmark Bob. Yeah.
No. Oh, don't know nicknames like that.
Skidmark Bob.
Skidmark Safety Bob. We still put a safety in there.
I like Safety Bob.
SS Bob. It's the new ship going down.
Oh, whatever. SS Bob. I don't like Skidmark Safety Bob.
SS Bob.
We could call you Safety Skidmark Bob.
Yeah, wear a condom when you do it.
Why do you need one?
That's safety.
You're the receiver.
I'm not the receiver. I was a virgin, bitch.
Not anymore.
That's what you say.
The doctor told us elsewise.
Yeah, he sent me the video. He's like, look.
You saw all my other asshole? He's
like, yeah. He said, look, it looks like a hot dog going down the hallway. Yeah.
He's like, look, it's just, it's like a windmill.
No back pressure on that. No.
I was holding my shit, so when they put it in, it blow on them.
Oh, that's horrible. Hey, did you hear? This reminds me of that guy that said that if he was attacked by vampires, he said that he would cover himself with garlic except for his dick.
Yeah.
And he said the reason he wouldn't do his dick because if it was a guy, he would have to be like, dude, you're sucking my dick, you know? And then he says, if it was a girl, how many vampire chicks have you seen that are ugly? He's like, yeah. And then the other guy said, what would you do? He said, I cover myself with all garlic except for my asshole. He goes, why your asshole? He said, I'm going to eat Taco Bell for 2-3 days first. That some bitch is going to get some. He's going to suck some shit.
That's fucking funny.
And then he's like,
That's a better idea.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Go grab your ice cold beers.
Don't we want to rate
these?
Oh, we didn't rank them.
No, we
talked about them. Yeah, what's your rank on it?
I'm going to just go off an IPA.
IPA.
Yeah, off an IPA. 9.5. I like that's it. I do like it a lot.
Even though it's a little more potent, 7.8.
It's 7.8, but normally IPAs are kind of high anyhow.
I don't know if it's because I catched up, but I would say Princess approved.
It's good.
Yeah, it's smooth.
It's smooth.
I'll go 9.5 with you.
It is smooth. It's.
I'm gonna go 9.5 because I think it's delicious.
Yeah,
and
it doesn't have that bitterness. Doesn't have that bitterness.
I like the sweetness of it.
Yeah,
it's just like boom. You get that sweet.
Do you guys say it's a trust me beer now?
No, we do that. Damn, we gotta of the two, we gotta do it.
Okay,
trust
know
me.
How that.
We'll let you
trust
know.
Me. Just
trust me. We'll let just you know.
Trust me is the last thing. We'll be like, trust me, try this one. Yeah, but actually, we had an experiment with experiment.
Don't we have the sir? No, it was a servant at 40 degrees.
Servant. Whatever.
Bobby right then.
Servant.
So we had an experiment.
What the fuck? And
we gave a buddy that doesn't trust us beers.
A trust me beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no, two.
True.
And he liked them both.
It's been a couple that we've given
them. No, we gave him the gummy one and the blueberry one.
No, I know, but a couple weeks ago, we gave him one. He was like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, just try it.
Yeah.
We even talked about it on the show.
And Bobby said, have we ever steered you wrong? Not with beers, but then everything else.
Yeah. He was like, we've never lied to you. I was like, except for
your chicken. Yeah, your cookie.
You look like you lost weight.
But trust us, this thing is we did it, and he drank both of them. He loved them both. Yeah. So, you know.
They're good.
And then he says he ain't coming around here no more because we get him fucked up.
Before he goes home.
Yep. Anyways, go grab your ice cold beers. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Another Reason to Drink. I'm your host, Bobby. And
he sounds drunk when he comes out.
Yeah, but
I'm not drunk.
You're still the host from the last time.
Oh, yeah. I hope you got your ice cold beers. We got
he
ours.
He should have just said, welcome back or some shit.
Chomp, chomp,
the
mixed
one.
Berry
we're
cheesecake.
Starting over.
Yeah.
Chomp, chomp, mixed, berry. It is a mixed berry chomp, chomp. It's an Imperial Sour Ale brewed with blackberry.
This one we probably should
raspberry,
up.
Strawberry, blueberry,
what?
Cream cheese, like graham cracker, and vanilla.
I might need to get my glass. You want a glass, bud?
I don't know. I can get it for you real quick.
Ooh,
it popped.
The guy said you should shake it up a little bit.
Oh, it smells so fucking good.
He says it's a sneaker.
It smells. It smell it, Rick. Smell the graham cracker. Holy shit.
Wow. So that's sweet as shit, but that is very good.
Oh,
sweet.
Yeah.
That's mine. That's mine.
Wow. I don't even know.
I rinsed it out.
What the fuck? He just threw all the water on my
face. I can't wait. I can't wait. I never come to your house, so that'll be great.
It looks like tomato syrup.
Almost. It does look like tomato juice.
It is dark color, man.
And this is 6.8.
But it tastes what it looks like.
6.9.
It does? It almost looks like something you would grind up in.
It tastes like a fruit drink.
Oh, my God. It's so fucking good.
Oh, that's good.
It tastes like a fruit drink. It tastes like what are them, naked drinks? Yes. Like a morning naked, you know, like all fruit. And
holy cow, mixed berry cheesecake. It tastes just like it.
Chomp, you can smell the graham cracker.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's what the guy said. He said, how they get the graham cracker flavor in there.
Dude, there is no way.
This shit's good.
I would only drink one of them.
Yeah, they're sweet.
I would only be able to, I could drink 12 of them.
Yeah.
But
like one at a time.
Fucking kill me. I would be like, yeah, that's so good. But I would wake up feeling
shit. It is actually fucking delicious.
This would be a good wake up drink.
Look, even the top of it from the
porn.
It
looks, I'm telling you.
It looks like a fruit drink. It looks like something that you just you juiced.
Like a juicer.
Yeah, you juiced it.
I'm keeping this.
Yeah.
I'm keeping it.
Yeah. Dude, I'd do this in the morning.
I would do this on the way to work.
Yeah. It tastes more like a fruit drink. I bet you're getting all your vitamins in.
That's what I'm wondering, dude. You're getting everything.
It looks like tomato juice.
No, it looks like
it's so thick.
Like something that you push a bunch of berries.
One of them naked drinks.
Yeah. It does, a naked drink. Holy like crap. A berry naked drink.
It's so delicious.
It almost tastes like it.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Oh, that good.
It's
that
horrible. It's fucking horrible.
Don't buy it.
Do not buy this. Like, if you do want to, I don't know.
And the artwork is just so beautiful on these.
I just have a feeling that you would feel like shit after drinking three of these.
Three of them. It would. I mean, they don't tell you how much sugar is in them.
6.9, dude. They're sweet as shit.
They are sweet. Mm. I tell you right now, Princess approved.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Any woman would love this.
Yeah.
Holy cow. See, the guy at work,
gave one of these away. On her panties.
Right. You know, he listens to the show I give him. He said, hey, what you doing? And, you know, I said, oh, we're going to do this one. You know, I gave it to him because I had it. And he came in the next day and he was like, oh, that had a good grant. And I said, oh, no, don't tell me. We didn't do it. He said, oh, I thought you were going to do it tonight. I said, no. I just had it. I figured I'd give you one. But he says, oh, you have to tell me. But he says, the one thing, he says, I just got to say this. How do they get that graham cracker taste?
It's got to be
amazing, ain't it?
You would almost, it would have to be a oil.
It says graham cracker flavor, so yeah, it's oil.
It's an oil or something they put in.
And vanilla, and it's a cheesecake powder.
We've had other ones that have that graham cracker. It's got to be like an oil or something they put in it.
This is so good. The cheesecake is on point.
When you smell it.
It feels like you're eating a berry and a cheesecake, and then you get the graham cracker.
Now, let me ask you this. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. After it sets for a minute, let it set for a minute, on your tongue. Do you get a tart?
Yes. A sourness on the backside.
Like a sour.
I wouldn't say it's like sour. I would say it's more
like
tart.
Like a tart.
It's from the berries, though.
Kind of a funny flavor.
From the berries.
Yeah, I'm guessing from whatever, yeah.
Well, because it says on the side it has strawberries. Wait, hold on, let me see. Brewed with blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, blueberries, and then it has the cheesecake powder and graham cracker
flavor.
And vanilla.
It's almost like they didn't fucking strain it.
No.
Like they just pureed it.
Oh, you
it's
know
like
what?
A puree.
He said that he drank it, and he said he was outside with his daughter, right? Mm-hmm. And his son was coming down, and then he drank something, and then he got a little. He said, "I hope that was a seed," you know? And then the next thing he drank it again and he said, oh, I hope that was seed. Then he started covering it because he was afraid that it was a bug, right?
Right.
And he said, so when you drink it, please let me know if you get little seeds or something. Because he said, I hope you get seeds because I don't want to be drinking a he said,
I haven't gotten a seed yet. I haven't gotten a seed.
Either he was getting bugged.
I didn't get no seed.
Either daughter was throwing little fucking seeds in there, little dandelion seeds. Yeah. Or
I have. It's creamy.
It is good.
It's good. It is very good. It is really good.
It's delicious.
It's like,
but look, even when you've poured it,
you see how thick. Look,
it's
even on the
so thing. Thick, it doesn't even foam.
I can lick it off the.
It's so, thick, it doesn't even foam.
No. It's get this foam on it.
Yeah, it's
barely foaming. Look at that.
Dude, it's a naked drink. It's a naked drink with alcohol. Yeah. Is what it is.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I think you're getting all your vitamins, don't you?
I feel like
you're getting them all.
This is my.
Reminds me of my poop.
I'm done with coffee.
Does it have caffeine in it?
Yeah, it don't matter. It got alcohol.
That replaces caffeine. Anyways, you guys got any good jokes this week?
That's good, though.
It's so good.
You know, you're right. Just one real quick, Bob. It is foaming just like.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a weird foam. It's just really thick.
It's good.
It's a really thick thing. Like, I can see girls drinking it, and these guys got a little, what do you call them, sniffer glasses.
Oh, these
I
don't know what you call them.
Like, I think they're champagne.
Hey, what if you made an icy out of this?
Because they're smaller than a champagne.
Yeah,
they're but like you know what short, I mean. Fat, yeah. Like little. Yeah. I think like a growler. Sniffers.
Yes, yeah, I think
or
you're
something
right.
Like that.
Yeah.
And I could see a girl drinking that.
Yes,
oh, okay. You know what I mean. Like it's still going to be it's very good. But it's really sweet and it's really thick.
And it is sweet.
Let me ask you this. You know how we talk about pairing this with some kind of lip. What would you put on the lip?
I wouldn't put anything on this.
I wouldn't either.
I would not put anything on this.
It's already sweet.
You wouldn't be able to put anything
sugar
on
and salt or nothing.
I mean, about the only thing you could maybe if you want to fuck around with somebody. What's the problem?
Yeah.
Maddie says she was outside.
At your house?
Outside of Rick's
house. Well, then she doesn't know where I live.
I guess she doesn't.
Because no one's there.
I mean, she keeps playing that way, but.
She wanted to introduce you to peanut butter.
I want to see peanut butter.
I don't see her.
We'll bring her inside. Anyways. We'll bring him inside and bring him on the podcast.
What were you all saying, right. Bob? The jokes?
Joke time. You guys got any good jokes?
Rick might have something we can delete.
I got a couple.
Yeah. You better mark it, Bob.
I got it. What do you want?
4822.
4822. You want to go pop, 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 or something like that?
What's pop, pop, pop?
I don't know. Whatever. Whatever you do.
We do. No, we do.
Oh, one, two, three.
1, 2, 3.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Go.
Okay. So, what do you do if a blonde throws a pin at you?
Jump.
Huh?
What?
You better run. She probably has a grenade in her mouth.
Oh, that's funny.
That is funny. What else you got?
I think that's it.
That's it. I don't have any jokes.
I don't have any either. I say my jokes.
I'll tell you what, this
time.
Is good.
Mm. It's too good.
Yeah. The guy that I bought it to him, he says, be careful. This is sneaky.
What?
And even the other guy says,
it's a penny dropper.
It's a shitter. Yeah. This is a shitter
for you.
I'm going to tell you right now. Dude, I guarantee
Trust me, right?
We are all on our little fucking text tomorrow. We're going to be like, that fucking thing went right through me.
I mean, it's giving you all your vitamins.
By 8 o'clock in the morning, everybody's going to be like, I'm sitting my brains out. I don't know why. What did we do last night? And Bob's like, but no, it's just falling out of me. I don't know.
It does come down. I don't even have to shit. I just sit down and just go plop.
You're getting, what do they say, one serving of fruit in this. You are, definitely.
You were definitely, yeah. Yep.
Bye, what you doing over there?
I'm getting ready.
Are they coming?
Oh, I don't know. They said they were. But well, I said we'll just bring the puppy in.
We'll pause it.
I was
going to say something. We should rate this. You think we can rate this?
Dude, I don't even know how to rate this, but I'm going to give it a 10.
So yeah, what do you do? All right, you guys, you know, like, it's an Imperial Sour Ale.
It's the most fruitiness sour.
It's considered sour ale.
It's delicious.
It's just a mouthful of joyness.
But you know, it's a straight 3-10.
It's a 10.
It's a 10. It's a 10.
Yeah.
I've never had anything like it. I've never had anything like this. I don't know what to compare it to.
The flavor is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I had it in that Naked drink before. I think it's even sweeter than the Naked.
It is sweeter than the Naked.
Yeah.
Because I've been buying them the last couple weeks. Like,
trying to get healthy?
I'm just trying. I know, but I have been. Like, I've been buying, like, one maybe once a week.
They're good. The green one.
Yeah, the mango, whatever. The purple machine.
You'll have to try to get the blueberry one. Or the berry one.
The purple machine.
Oh.
That's very close to that.
Yeah.
No alcohol in it, though.
Well, until I get it out of my truck.
You got the vodka. Hey, Rick, are you going to switch up the chop? I bet you could give this to your girl that you wouldn't even know. Hey, baby, you want to
just say, hey, here's a Naked drink.
I'll just be like, sweetie, just wait outside. And I'll just come inside and be like,
no, in the air, a little grinder.
Pretend like I'm grinding up things.
Throw some little strawberries and blackberries down. That's what you can top this with, the strawberry on the side.
A strawberry, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or a strawberry puree.
My balls.
Strawberry balls. I can see outside if I see all that, you know.
But I lose train of thought.
I tell you what. A strawberry on this, but I hate to tell you, did you guys get any seeds?
I did not.
I did not get one.
He got bugs.
Yeah, but he even got more protein than us. Yeah, that's not bad. He's doing good.
He said, I hope you guys get seeds.
I didn't get shit.
There is no seed. There is no chewing.
Smooth.
No, yeah.
He got bugs.
Yeah, yeah.
He started covering it.
I would too.
Yeah.
Because gnats would go in here.
Oh, they would smell it in a heartbeat, dude.
He got a lot of gnats.
He got three gnats.
I'd be dying.
I'd be dying.
He was like, if a gnat flies in there, I'm done.
He said one of them crunched.
Oh, Billy, stop.
Yeah, dude, you know it did.
Yeah.
I want to finish my
drink.
Could
you imagine that sliding back on the back of your tongue like you hit?
But you know what, a thing that we're all doing? We're doing this. Smacking.
Because it's so tart. It dries you out.
A little bit, but it does dry your tongue out. You're like, I hear it.
It doesn't taste tart, though.
No, but it's the after.
It just kind of dries everything out.
So when you get down, then you're like,
all right.
But when you put that many berries.
That's a shit ton.
I ain't going to lie. I want to buy another 4-pack.
Yeah, I would have it in my fridge probably every day.
Yes, it would be an everyday keeper.
In the morning, I ain't going to lie. I hate to say it. I'm not pushing alcohol in the morning, but the thing is I could see on a Saturday morning pouring one of these as like a fruit drink.
Yeah, in the morning.
Honestly, could you imagine like almost doing a mimosa with it?
No, because put a little bit more bubbly in it. Yeah, they're here.
We'll take a quick break. Just thin it out.
Yeah, so it's not as thick.
Thin it out with a little bit of champagne.
Yeah. That might be good. I might have
some
to
bubbly sweet stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break because we had some guests come real quick.
Ooh, all right, we're back. So Billy's just worried about his TikTok.
Those are nice titties, Billy.
I was looking at Dick.
Actually,
what are you trying to do? Give me a
drink? I went outside and I took my drink. And I wanted my daughter Tracy try it, and she said it was actually very well.
Mm-hmm. Your daughter Tracy?
My daughter try it.
And the funny thing is, I took mine
and a gnat tried to get in mine.
And yeah, here's
he
yeah,
picked same. Up two.
And he took that outside.
Because they're both sweet.
I should save it for my friend at work.
So. And give it to him. Pour it back in a bottle. Pour it back in a bottle. We'll cap it off.
Yeah, say,
hey, like, that try reminds
this,
me.
Try this Bud Light. But it's really good.
Yeah. It's IPA. I was like, how come it got little clumpy things in it? Oh, it's all right.
It's chomp chomp, motherfucker.
All right. Let's get into story time. Where's my button? Where's my button?
Right there.
Welcome back, Crystal. She's been a longtime favorite.
Crystal.
She's on the stage number one. Yes, Crystal Billy. And Crystal has no teeth, but she'll remind you of your grandma and your cousin. Welcome back, Crystal Meth. She's here.
Light bulb on stage three.
Crystal, gum up to your heart and remind you of your grandma or your cousin.
Oh my.
Wow.
All right.
Okay. Oh, okay, my oh, I got a story time.
No, I got a story time. All right. The question is this week.
How many people get their asshole? No.
Have you ever had road rage? And what is the worst road rage you ever had? Like, boom. Oh. There's no one time you had road rage.
I had and road you rage. Went off. Everybody had probably road
no,
rage.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably my worst one. I can't. Well, no, my worst one, just a quick little one, but I can tell you one that I had not too long ago.
Okay.
So I got a real quick little one when I was younger.
Okay.
But, and I was young. Like, I still married. My son was probably a year old.
Mm-hmm.
And I was cutting across the causeway.
Okay. You're going straight?
I was going straight across the causeway.
All right.
And I actually seen, it was nighttime, and I seen the guy coming up to the intersection there.
The stoplight, yeah.
And I didn't see no brake lights.
Oh.
Like, I could see that he was not hitting his brakes.
Oh, so he wasn't fucking stopping.
And so I slammed on my brakes.
Did you have green light?
There's no light.
Oh, back
it's
then.
It's a four-way stop. It's still even today.
Oh.
I'm in PA side.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, now. I'm on PA side.
All right.
And I kept seeing that there was no, like, he wasn't attempting to hit his brakes at all.
He was just going.
He was just going. And so I slammed on my brakes, and he had to cut around my car. He would have cut my car in half on my wife's and kid's side.
Oh, shit.
In a big-ass Cadillac.
Oh.
And I fucking floored it, dude. And fall, because he just kept going.
Oh,
he did. Went straight across.
Oh, boom, boom,
going. And I followed him down here. There was some little old man.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like 21 years old, dude. Like 22. Yeah.
Did you want to beat his ass?
Oh, I wanted to fucking kill him, dude. Yeah. I was like, dude, you almost killed. You have no clue. If I wasn't paying attention, you would have killed like my wife, kid, me, whatever.
Right.
And he was like, oh, I just lost my wife a couple years ago. I was like, dude, I'm about ready to fucking destroy you.
But a couple years ago, come on.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
He was using like, an excuse.
I know. He was like, oh, I was like at my buddy's house.
He was already fucked up.
Didn't realize where it was. I mean, he was an old man. I want to say he was probably in his like early 70s.
Oh, and you're in 20s.
And he wasn't paying attention.
That's what he said. He was like, I didn't realize I was at that intersection. I thought it was a different intersection. Yeah. Whatever. But the other one wasn't too long ago. I was down in Tennessee, dude. And we were, it was almost like a one lane road, but not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But a shit ton of people from New York were all trying to go down it.
Right.
Like, I was going up it, they were coming down it.
Okay.
And they just thought they had the fucking right of way. It didn't matter, dude. Like, they would make you fucking sit. They didn't care. They did not care.
They're used to New York driving.
They're used to New York driving.
I'm pushing.
Oh, I said, fuck you, dude. After about the seventh car went through, dude, I fucking went through. And this guy fucking, he was literally like in my lane. It's a one lane, almost a one lane road.
You're right. Like, fuck him.
And fucking, he was coming at me, dude. I fucking cut my wheel and he cut the other way. I said, yeah, get the fuck over, dude. Yeah. It's a two lane road, honestly.
He's
like,
violent, but he picked the wrong side.
I'm wrong side. He's about to destroy that.
He's swinging over here.
Patty got fucking, like, she grabbed a hold of the fucking truck door and everything. I was like, get the fuck over, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck you guys. Like, I get it, but
I guess Rogage was wrong.
I got mad.
He got him on Rory's. Your Rory's kicking in.
Oh, I got mad.
So one time it was after a podcast, mm-hmm. and I spent the night at your house, and I'm driving to work. It was a snow day, right? And I'm going around. I go to get my coffee, and I'm coming out of this Shell station. And this asshole truck came behind me and was fucking right in my ass. And I was like, you know, I had the bald-ass tires. I couldn't go anywhere. I'm trying to drive. And then the motherfucker passed me, and he flipped me off. I'm like, motherfucker! And I was like trying to catch up to him. But he had 4x4.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
And then I called him and said, I'm going around you, motherfucker.
He did. It was red.
I was like, motherfucker, get off my ass. I'm like,
I ain't got time for your shit.
That's last time I
rage. I couldn't catch up to him. I was like, dude, I can't follow this guy no more.
I'm going around him.
That's why I called him. I can't follow you no more, motherfucker.
It was too. But it was this past winter. Shit. No, but we all had road rage. And most of the cases, it's like, Rick, you let someone in, but it's the motherfucker that comes in and feels like they have a privilege to fly
just
up.
Just keep going.
Yeah. You see the clicking thing, the arrow. And then you're right there and they're like, and then they cut you off and you're like, what the
fuck? Well, I got to tell you mine.
They push you out, you know?
So it was my worst case ever. I was going to whoop some ass. So I was in Nebraska. I was going straight when someone was coming down, and it was green light for me. I'm going straight. They decided that they're going to make a left-hand turn in front of me. And I slammed on brakes. My truck's like, and then all of a sudden they flipped me the fuck off.
Right.
Like, I'm an asshole.
Like, you're the asshole. Yeah.
But I had it right away. I was going straight. It was green light. I was going, and they were like, fuck you, motherfucker. And I was like, oh, and I was at a complete stop. So I fucking turned right. I followed their fucking asses. And I was driving down, and I had my windows down, and they had their windows. It was a hot day. And they were like, you got road rage? I was like, oh, I'm going to fucking kick your ass. Pull over right fucking now.
Yeah.
And they were like, why? And I said, because you flipped me off, and you're in the wrong. You know what I mean? We weren't wrong. We were turning. And I was like, you and I'm arguing.
But it's what's like, I've played with road rage people before. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I was pulling out of BP, and somebody was coming off of 7.
Oh, yeah.
A blue car.
But you beat them,
And, like, I was like, I seen him coming. I'm like, well, I got, I'll just get out.
I'll just get out in front of you.
Dude, this bitch laid on her horn. Like, I just literally about killed her fucking kids or something. I'm like, what the... Like, I do a big wave. Hey, how you doing? Yeah. Big smile. Like, we both turn down going to, they're PA people, because PA people don't know how to drive.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But like, this
actually.
They don't
want to start that war.
But the people, like, turned, and I'm slamming on my brakes, coming into a skid through a green light. And they're like, fuck you. The passenger drives, like, fuck you, his hand out the window. Like, I did something wrong. I'm like, it's a fucking green light. I'm going straight.
But you know, when your old lady's in the car, you get hell for that.
Well, you get hell for anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you really do. Like, it. So now, let me ask you this, though. Will she, are they both one of them ones that, like, jerk or, like, and scare you?
Even though
it's 10 miles around the road, far away.
What do they say? When you didn't know that you didn't know how to drive until you get married, and now you got a GPS, a warning system, and all this shit.
Dude,
you know
it's fucking crazy. I'm like, you just scared me because of that shit.
Yeah.
Like, knock it the fuck off. Like, I have never wrecked with you yet. And don't make me make it sure that today's going to be the first day.
Hey, you want a fun drive?
Fucking hit a tree.
Drive my mother-in-law.
No, absolutely not. When you ask me to go down to North Carolina with you, absolutely not.
Show down there, speed racer. I'm getting on the fucking highway.
I would have drove my truck the whole way.
behind you.
They're behind you.
I said I'd pay you to ride.
You be the guy in front.
No, I am not going. Absolutely.
I'm like,
not.
Holy shit.
Nope.
Tracy said she drugged her and gave her wine all the way home.
I would have.
I mean, I didn't get that option.
I'd have been shooting that bitch with heroin. You need your insulin shot, honey. Out.
Why am I so tired?
Yeah, 99.
All right, we better rank this beer.
Chop, chop.
Chop, chop.
We already did. I thought we did
chomp.
Tens.
Chomp. Yeah, we did.
We did tens.
Oh, shit. I got all mixed up.
Yeah, we did tens. Yeah, we had a little break. That messed us all up. So.
All right, things all right. they didn't teach you no, in school.
I think we're...
Things they didn't teach you.
Things they didn't teach you.
Oh, yeah. Let me get... Oh, what happened to my glasses?
Oh, they're over here.
Right when you're using them. Hey, you were gone, Billy.
You were gone for 2 weeks.
Too long, right?
And it seems like a long show, but we only been on though for an hour and 20 minutes.
Because we took a lot of breaks.
Yes, but
how far from a toilet should you keep your toothbrush so that the airborne particles do not contaminate it?
10 feet.
No, but I don't think mine's far enough.
10 feet.
How far?
Actually, I think it's like 5 feet.
I don't think mine's far enough.
What do you think?
I don't like it. Like, I just started putting it in that fucking thing, and I don't like it.
I think it's 5 feet.
What do you think?
How many You've been feet? Putting it in that holder?
3 foot.
Six foot.
Oh, 6 foot.
I don't think it's far enough.
No, yours ain't.
No.
You've been brushing your
teeth. Why would you put that on that side of the toilet?
I don't understand that either.
Why wouldn't they put it on the other side?
And I just started using it because I hated fucking... I get sick of fucking scrubbing my shit that all the time.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm going to have to move it.
Six foot. Whatever. Damn. How many languages are there in the world? Oh, that's a good one.
32. No, wait. 35. No. Oh, I know this. I know this question.
You don't know.
36.
This. Okay, 36. What do you think?
I said 35.
6,800.
What?
No, because didn't they have...
68, because they're probably thinking dialects and stuff.
Dialects and stuff.
All right. Like that. No. Let me explain this thing. When they had that...
Babylon?
No, not Babylon, but what's that one thing that you can learn languages and they talk about it, and then it's the stone? They call it the stone?
Rosetta.
Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone only has so many languages on it.
Yeah, but
it has all the languages on it.
No, yeah, but they can't have 6,800 on there. Yeah.
No, but they have all the, like, it was done a long time ago.
Yeah, but are you gonna teach you that?
No,
that's a dialect.
Can wolves bark?
Wolves.
Can wolves bark?
Yes. No.
The correct answer is yes, but they rarely do.
It's a yipe. It's more of a yipe than a bark.
Than a bark.
It's like a coyote.
In what city did Quintus Tenorito?
Quentin Tarantino,
quit
it.
Write the screenplay for the hit film Pulp Fiction.
L.A.
Ooh, no.
Think
of a drug place.
No, wait.
It was L.A.? Miami. I thought it wasn't.
Miami.
Amsterdam.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He wrote it there, but didn't it take place in L.A. or something?
I was thinking filming. Yeah. I was thinking film.
It was where he wrote it.
Where he wrote it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
What is the traditional meaning of an anchor tattoo on a sailor's body? Ooh, this will be
a sailor.
No, there's a lot more.
I did not know this.
No, but. I did know this at one time.
The anchor.
Actually, my son has one on his leg.
So, what is the traditional meaning of an anchor tattoo on a
sailor's body? I don't remember.
That you take semen. No.
So you're Bob.
I don't have an anchor. Your son has an anchor tattoo.
He's got a Bob tattoo.
Yeah. Oh, Ryan has an anchor tattoo. He takes semen.
No. It's the sailor has sailed across the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't know that. See, now he has a...
I'm trying to be Popeye.
He has a different... No, it's not on his, it's not on his armor or anything like that. Like...
On average, how much do a teenager grow during each year of their puberty?
3 inches.
Yeah, I would go with that.
Oh, you guys are got it. Ding, 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 ding. Around 3 to 4 inches. Yeah.
We're smart.
Yeah.
How long? I go 3 inches this every time you... I look at a teen. No.
Oh. Especially boys.
No, that's the 4 inches.
That's wrong. Anyways.
Wrong in so many ways.
How long does it take to read the entire Bible if you read at normal speed?
What's normal speed?
Just like if you're reading, like, hello, this is...
Matt is fast, so I would say probably about a week.
I would say...
Hours, put it in hours.
Oh, hours?
40 hours?
48.
56.
50.
That's
pretty close.
I said 48.
I win.
You would win. Yeah.
What city... we're playing Bob Baker or Bob...
we're playing...
Price is Right.
Price is Right.
Yeah, if you're under, you win.
Yeah. What city has the world's most visited cemeteries? Oh, this one's...
Oh, Massachusetts. Savannah.
Oh, shit.
No, actually, no, wait.
Salem.
Wait.
Well, no, because
U.S.?
It says,
U.S.?
No, it says what? World.
What, world?
World most.
Well, that's like where Jesus was born.
What city has the world's most visited cemeteries?
Jerusalem.
I'm really surprised at the answer.
Hold on. Arlington, Washington.
Nope. Paris, because of all the, like, they got
World War II,
and they got all these celebrities. And
you got Jim Morrison.
You want me to do four?
Nah, we're good.
Sure.
Yeah, we're good.
You guys were doing pretty good.
Yeah, we were.
But I wouldn't have thought Paris.
No.
I would actually, but then again, I mean, if you think about that, though, like, they have wars.
Yeah. And then they have all these famous people.
They did films before.
Yeah,
I get it, but I don't know. You would think Arlington would be way close to that.
I don't know, because Arlington is all the World War II and then all the military.
How many people come visit Jerusalem every year for Jesus?
Well, he's not technically buried. Where's Jesus buried, buddy?
I don't know. What's that wall that you go to?
No.
He's buried in Jerusalem.
Where's the grave of Jesus?
He's so funny.
Jerusalem?
He rose.
No. Jesus.
I don't know what the fuck they visit.
No.
I see him praying on the wall.
Hey. Don't forget about Easter. He resurrected himself.
Yes.
So I don't think he has a burial.
No.
I don't know. Jerusalem?
Okay, that's it. You're thinking of the
what's that wall they hug
wall
on?
Of
Jerusalem.
It is in Jerusalem, but
what is, and then is a lot it of the wall of oh shit.
But that's not a cemetery.
It's cemetery for them people.
No, it's not. It's
what
not.
Kind of wall are you talking about?
That's the old wall.
The wall of Jerusalem. I don't know. I see
Pink Floyd's the wall. No. What are you talking
about? No, the people fight over it all the time. Touch the wall.
Never mind. All right.
Just lost.
Whatever.
Yeah. 20,000.
It's not a cemetery. It's not a, I'm saying cemetery. It's not a cemetery.
I still want to see Jesus's.
Jesus's cemetery.
Cemetery.
Apparently, Bob knows where it's at.
I want to see that.
It's in Jerusalem. I'll show you if you want to go.
I bet you
I've seen videos on it.
It's got one apple tree and a snake.
And a virgin.
So and a virgin.
You're so wrong.
And no arcs right behind that.
You guys going to hell
for sure now.
$1 ticket, you can see them both.
Dear Lord, I did not say that. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
He don't listen to the podcast. No. All right. Anyways.
It'd be famous then.
Yeah, it would be.
It would be kind of famous.
Yeah.
What is your...
Didn't they actually find...
They did find the nose.
The tomb?
The tomb of something. And
It's supposedly they found the tomb where he was originally buried, where he came back.
Right, where he resurrected.
Because they were doing a excavating.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, really?
There's a couple.
Egypt?
No. There's a couple.
Didn't the Romans kill him in Egypt?
Or? No. No. So there was a couple spots.
There's You're going to go straight to hell.
Yeah.
I've got my stories mixed up. I think maybe I go to hell and talk to God.
Billy is already throwing water at you. Beer at you.
Tell me the story.
It's holy water. It's holy beer.
I got to know the story. I don't know the story.
Anyways, so just so you know that Rick's right, they were doing excavating. And so there is the potential that they believe that he was here But then they found it here because right. of the stones, and it was the brothers and sisters' names. So they think, oh, they would put it in the same. But their story that a rich guy offered up his tomb for it. So,
yeah, I don't know.
So there's a couple ways to go.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. He's in Jerusalem.
Anyways, well, I would believe Jerusalem over Egypt. Bob.
Well, didn't the Romans kill him down there?
But not in Egypt.
It was in Egypt. He was down there collecting corn and fish and turning wine.
Oh, you're so much going to hell.
No, you're getting the story mixed up. When he turned Moses turned the Nile into the wine.
He crossed into Egypt.
Romans let him go. Romans let him go. Because they like the wine.
He said, here's some bread. Bread with your wine.
And then he had to go back down to Russia and make bread.
No, you're both going to hell.
Why are you Googling, Billy? You stop. No,
yeah, just stop. We were just playing. I don't even care.
No, I was just curious.
I know. No. I know, but.
Yeah. Anyways, it's not a holy roller show. So
go ahead.
Well, I don't know. It could be.
I know.
It might be better.
We might go to heaven.
No, it was you think we'll funny make because
it? I'm not making it.
No. I'm not making it.
You guys are good people, though.
We are good in heart.
We're good people.
Yeah, you're not absolutely. Like you guys. I mean, you're knocking yourself. But the thing about it is that I know it's not a holy show, but you don't need to do evil,
right? No.
We bye.
I mean, I might bang a married chick every once in a while, but that's not bad.
It's just
I guess that is. Who
made
bad,
the right? Who made the Ten Commandments?
Yeah.
Do you really think God said, "Don't fuck your neighbor"?
He might have. Like supposedly he did.
He put that on stone. Don't fuck your neighbor.
Hey, but the thing about
it's a good thing you live three doors down from me.
Because I'm not your neighbor.
You're my neighbor.
Hey, but my asshole feels
like
that.
You like your ass.
Hey, but Rick didn't create it. It was the girl that did. He's just being nice. Being
nice to her. I'm not fucking anybody, so quit it. Like, just stop it right now. No.
That'd be in trouble.
Let's just stop this game right now. Rick can be funny all he wants until something like that comes up.
Hey, that's our joke for
Stop
the night.
Stop fucking your neighbor. She's like 80 years old.
That's our joke for the night.
What?
Joke? It's just our joke.
It's just our joke for the night, yeah.
Anyways, so.
Hey, Debbie. I'm glad you're back.
That's my neighbor.
That's right.
That's why she was so excited to come home.
Ew. That's gross. Anyway, it's quick.
Let me stick this up, you.
All right. So at that end of the day.
End of the day. All right. We did a
Chop Chomp
Fiddler Girl from Free Folk Brewery, which is amazing. We picked it up out of West Virginia.
It was good.
Fayette or something like that.
Fayetteville. There's a Fayetteville, North Carolina, by the way, dude.
Yeah, but
this was really good. It was really good. It was really sweet. It was kind of sweet, but for it was a milkshake IPA.
Yes, it was delicious.
And for an IPA, people would be kind of different about it.
And we gave it 9.5 each.
Yes. Now.
Chop, chop.
This little chop, chop. This little naked fruit thing is amazing. Mm-hmm. I would probably only be able to do one a night.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time getting the rest of it.
Like, you gotta drink it quick.
And
you
it's gotta be to cold.
It's gotta be cold and you gotta drink it quick. We gave it 10s.
Yes.
And I believe that it is a 10. And what was it, a 9? 6.8.
6.9, yeah.
Very good. It is a very good, it's good. A very thick. It almost seems like a healthy beer. So if you're trying to be healthy,
drink it.
This is a healthy beer.
Now, could you do that, honestly? Wake up Saturday, Sunday morning.
Yes,
I could.
Then you're about to ready to play video games. You pour one of them.
Yeah. Like, I'm really wondering, honestly, like if you.
But I only could do one. Yeah. And it has to be ice cold.
But it would be like a naked thing.
If you did half a glass of this and then a little bit of champagne, dude, I wonder if it would thin it out enough to be like,
drinkable.
Oh, this is just.
I see what you're saying.
This is just like just a weekend drink.
Yeah, yeah. But or take the sweetness out of it.
Yeah, I kind of tame it down.
Like a mimosa. You take the orange juice and it would actually take a berry. It would take like a berry mimosa. Yeah.
I'll try it this weekend.
I would, dude. If you got more of them, I would try it.
Like, I'll stop by and get more.
Do a half a champagne glass.
Like, it's place the orange juice. Yeah. And it would be like a berry and mimosas. Well, see,
a lot of me and Kat call mimosas, but we actually just drink straight champagne.
Right.
But if you mix that with your champagne, it would give it a
berry flavor. I could see this in the morning.
It wouldn't be so thick. It wouldn't call be, you duty. Know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, tell us. Yeah. But both of them are great beers.
Great, oh, great waters.
Good, good. Yeah.
And now, which is, trust me, try it.
Definitely. Or neither. Chomp Chomp.
Both.
Both. Yeah, both. But
Chomp. Honestly, but Chomp Chomp's around here.
Yeah. So if you were to tell someone, try one of these beers.
Chomp Chomp.
Yeah. Chomp Chomp. Yeah.
Me too. Hey, me too. If you can find this, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's delicious. I said try
it. It's good.
Trust me. It's a good beer. That's it why is. We got the trust
you me. You could beer. Add anything to this, I think.
I think if I poured this in a glass.
Just to thin it out, even vodka or ice. Yeah,
that's
ice.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm thinking. Ice and.
If I poured this and then put a strawberry on the side and then had it ready for my wife when she came down.
Right.
She'd be like, oh, you made me. I made you fruit a little drink.
Smoothie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wouldn't even know.
No clue.
That you put alcohol in.
No clue.
It's like those brownies that you
she'd
put pot like, in and no one knows.
No, until you
she'd be like,
up.
Honey, yeah, and they get why am I falling over on the bed with my pillow or my face on my pillow?
And my panties down.
That's right, baby.
It's the Chomp Chomp, baby.
Happy Saturday. Chomp Chomp.
Anyways.
She'd be like, doing any hole.
Any hole.
Call me Bobby.
What? My toes are virgin still.
BB, I mean SSB.
SSB. Sink my battleship.
Whatever, motherfuckers. So, what is your another reason to drink this way, Rick? Rick.
Oh. Drink. Hopefully we play golf. But.
Oh,
we play better golf all year long.
Yeah. My another reason drinks, we're all three back together.
Boom, boom, boom.
We got good beers tonight.
Yes.
Good hamburgers.
Yeah, we actually did have great hamburgers. And if you want to find the recipe, look up Crack Burgers on
just
TikTok.
Real quick, I've never had it. I've never tried it, but sour cream while you're mixing up your burger.
It's delicious.
It's actually a good binder.
It does.
And we tried it out on a Blackstone, some sour cream, some cheddar cheese, and bacon.
Yep.
It was good.
And a little, half a pack of ranch dressing.
I agree with Rick. Put some jalapenos in there.
Just pop it up. Yeah.
Fresh cut jalapenos.
Juice. It would basically, by the time I got done, it would be like a fucking.
It's a whole new burger.
It's a meatloaf patty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's an orgasm burger.
We got it for lunch tomorrow, Billy.
Yeah, you guys do.
Yep. My another reason to drink is it's been a great week. It's been going fast, especially when you have off a Tuesday. You
know? Yeah.
Right.
Getting your butt clean.
Yeah, you got laid. You got laid Tuesday.
Yeah, I did.
First time, right?
I was so happy.
Usually it's a Sunday, isn't it?
Wait, let me see when she does. No, never. I was a virgin. My throat's still a virgin, so I'm happy about that. Anyways.
That he knows of.
Any last thoughts, guys?
God bless you.
Don't drink and drive.
And God was crucified in Jerusalem.
Be safe. I told you.
He was found there.
Jerusalem.
He was found there.
He was dead there.
He's still found there.
Dead. Bye.